As the title says, there is a war going on in this world, and we're not talking about Russia and Ukraine. We don't normally play music here at the God School, but I believe an old hymn of the church, written about 500 years ago by Martin Luther, one that from the time of Jesus Christ could have been written, from the time of the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, when they turned from God and believed Satan, and Satan at that moment took that power that God intended for man and has become the God of this world. We're going to pause here, listen to this music, and then continue with the rest of the message. We are in a war, and a mighty fortress is our God. A war against who? And how do we fight in this war? Who's the war between? The war is between God and Satan. The Apostle Paul tells us in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Whose might? The Lord's might. He says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles. Methodius is the Greek word, the methods of the devil. And we know what his methods are. They are contrary to the word of God. It says in 2 Corinthians, it says in the 4th chapter, but if our gospel, that is, if the God spiel, the word of God, be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom? Speaking of those that are lost. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them, which believe, King James says, which faith not. Apistis, not faith. Lest the light of the glorious Godspiel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Back to Paul in Ephesians, he says that we may be able to stand against the methods of the devil. Here it is, folks. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, now, it's hard to tell that to those who are in Ukraine and suffering such bodily damage. That part's true. But this is even more true, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Remember, the God of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. For 15 years, we have been attempting to put the Word of God front and center, because the faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I pray the hearers of this message are not lost, that the gospel, the word of God, is not hid to you. If it is, God will reveal it. Excuse me. Where's the battle? Where's the war? It's against the devil and his minions. Who are they? It says, not against principalities, but against principalities. The word in the Greek is archon. It's geographical rulers, you know. politicians, people with geographical rule against powers. The word is exousias. These are specific jobs, government, police, teachers, corporations, churches, etc. How do you say churches, Don? Well, because there's just an awful lot of places where people gather supposedly in the name of God and never hear the word of God, but hear the word of men, which is encouraging them that God intends for you to have a great life down here. Man, that's a message straight from Satan. When Jesus was tempted on the Mount of Temptation, the scripture being Matthew 4, verse 8. These are of the temptations wherein the devil attempted to tempt Jesus Christ. He says, again, the devil taketh him into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, that is unto Jesus, these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now, you know what? Jesus did not dispute the word that Satan used to tempt him. He didn't say, you don't have the power. Here's what he said. He said, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. This is a word ministry, folks, and it's designed, the hope of its design is that faith might come to the hearers, for by grace are you saved through faith, that faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. But we're talking about war here, folks. We're talking about that which was enjoined all the way back in the Garden of Eden and even continues today, but as Luther said, a mighty fortress is our God. And he says, if we in our own strength do fight, our fight will be losing. But here is Paul's response to the warfare that is enjoined to the Christian men and women, the men and women who, through Jesus Christ, God has called to be with him in eternity. Here's Paul's response: for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul says, now, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. It says, he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Like we've said before, Jesus proclaims of God's word, thy word is truth. Thy word is reality. Having your loins girt about with the word of God, with the reality of God, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's not your righteousness. That's the righteousness which comes by faith. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That is, for what Jesus did, having taken upon himself all our iniquities, God is now not against us any longer. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith. That is, grabbing hold of the promises of God. And one of those promises is found in Psalm 3, wherein it says, thou art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. And taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Or it says all the fiery darts of the wicked, but understand, this is our enemy, the God of this world. The God who would have us look at things that are seen, instead of our God who would have us look at things that are not seen, because we live by faith. And take the helmet of salvation. Have confidence in that promise of God that Jesus Christ saves, not by our works, but by his grace and gift of faith. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword. Now, here is the rest of these weapons. They're defensive weapons. You know, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. But now we get aggressive. God gets aggressive and says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Back to that mount of temptation found in Matthew chapter 4. Let's start at the beginning. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." But he, that is Jesus, answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." A hundred or a thousand times from the God school, we have said, faith is grabbing hold of the promises of God, which are found in His Word, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Folks, I would encourage you. I understand somewhat of what's going on in this world. I understand that many are affected by these principalities and powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. A word to the wise is sufficient. I'm not going to get political, but what's going on in this time is the devil and his minions are making their last charge. What's his purpose? To separate us from God, to cause our faith to fail, to cause our faith to fail. But God, who is rich in mercy, shall keep us because God, as it says in 1 Thessalonians, for God has not appointed us to wrath, that is, His wrath. This is not the wrath of God that we are seeing around this world today. It is not. This is the wrath of the devil, who knows that he's lost, but he is not fighting. When Paul says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, he takes a word out of the Greek Olympic Games, where two contestants wrestle to the end. Poly is the word. Wrestle to the end, till one puts his foot on the neck of the other. Well, God is not going to allow that to happen to His children. As we stay in faith, it says, "For God has not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." I just want to read the last verses of this 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded," that is, you know, those who haven't got it. Support the weak. Be patient toward all. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all. Rejoice forevermore. Rejoicing comes with understanding. When we understand that God is in control, and wherein we have committed our lives unto Him, through that understanding, we can rejoice evermore. Pray, it says, without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, where God has called you and I from before the foundation of the world. He called us in Christ. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not the truth, it says, prophesying the truth. It says, prove all things. Don't just let words guide you. Prove those words. Prove me. Prove me wrong if you can, but you can't, because I teach the Word of God. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good, and there's none good but God. Hold fast unto Him. Paul says, you know, abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, you know, we are sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. But hear this. And the very God of peace shall sanctify you wholly. And literally what it means is, shall sanctify us wholly over there. Paul says, I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. How could Paul say this? Listen to the next verse. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Salvation is a work of God. Stay in faith, standing on the promises of God with the whole armor of God. Because God, who called you, is faithful, and He will also do it. And that's the God School for today. Remember, you can hear this message again and almost 800 others at thegodschool.com. Good morning.